producing over 500 hours per week of talk radio. GCN Live is a world leader in talk radio. Archives for the following program can be found at GCNLive.com.
Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
We'll continue to take calls from Doug Hagman. Joins us coming up the next segment from the Northeast Intelligence Report. I'm going to ask him what he thinks the big intel is on 2015, or as we get ready to close out 2014. Got about a month and a half, less than a month and a half left here, and we'll continue with your calls. And what do you think the big story is going to be in 2015? 800-259-9231. By the way, it's very humbling for me to have all these people looking up to me and all these folks counting on us. People think that it's the opposite of a bravada power trip when I seem arrogant. It's not arrogance. It's that I'm just so tired that I've got extra energy. I don't know how to explain it. I'm just committed. I just have done this so long that I've just kind of turned into a weirdo. I don't know how else to describe it. I just do this all the time. I've kind of become it. And it's so frustrating to want to know who's putting up all these billboards and thank them. Because so many times other people do stuff for us, and then I end up not thanking them or having time because I'm like a batter in a batting cage, and they've got three pitching machines shooting balls at me as fast as they can. So I just can't even hit half the balls. And I just know I love you all. I appreciate you all. It's very humbling, extremely humbling. I mean, it's humbling to have Drudge Report linked to our stories and Drudge to send out nice tweets occasionally. It's humbling to have Joseph Farah, you know, an icon in independent media, you know, admiring me and telling me he appreciates me. I mean, it's just, and all of you calling in doing it, that's why I say, please don't say it. Because when you do it, it I don't know how to describe the psychology. It's, I don't deserve it. I don't know how to describe it. I just, you know, I'm doing this to try to save my family. So thank you for thanking me, but it's just, it's very humbling. Let's talk to Ken in Illinois. Ken, you're on the air. Thanks for holding.
We're all aware of these Chinese cities, empty cities, that there could hold tens of millions
yes.
of people, and it doesn't make sense. Well, what if those cities are prepared for debtor's prison for American debt slaves? And the plan has been in the works for decades, and here's the basis for that. Before the Federal Reserve, which, you know, we know is private cartel evil. There was an act during the Grant administration called the District of Columbia Organic Act of 1871, which bifurcated a human into a public persona and a private person. So there's Alex Jones, private person. Who,
and there's Alex Jones, the corporate fiction.
The corporate fixture, and we are debt chattel to American debt.
No, it's true. I mean, they do sell us as an IMF World Bank commodity. It's true.
Right. So what if there's, you know, maybe it starts out voluntary. There's jobs in China. But what if it ends up being compulsory and we end up...
By the way, sir, they've already are bringing debt prisons back in Illinois and places illegally. But the judges and courts are just doing it. And they're already doing bail-ins where they grab part of your bank account all over the world. So, you know what? Used to, I'd laugh at you. Sky's the limit. I mean, there's no telling what they're going to pull. They already claim that the average American owes something like $200,000 on the national debt. I don't owe that money. I'm already paying more than half. I mean, it's a total scam. I hear you. What else do you think's coming?
Oh, well, I don't know. I mean, some people say, I think it was Harry Dent yesterday, talked about investing in RV stock. I'm afraid of the, once the collapse hits, it's going to be so frightening that we're all going to perish from fear.
You know, I agree with you. I've got an RV, but it's too big, and I think I'm going to get rid of it and just get a quick, you know, super reliable small one for just that type of scenario. Excellent point, sir. Thank you so much for joining us, calling in. Indigo Kid, I'm going to get to you first. I never got to you the other day. Then John, Ron in Hawaii, Barbara in Illinois, and many others. And We're going to have Hagman and Hagman on. I think he's going to have his co-host on with him as well. I'm not sure. But he's going to be joining us with what he thinks is coming up 2015. He's always got really good intel. So stay with us for that. Infowars.com.
Breakfast, lunch, and dinner. Three square meals you'll need in an emergency. So the Freeze Dry Guys three square meal unit sale is just a ticket. A variety pack of tasty, nourishing breakfast, lunch, and dinner on sale now. Breakfast is Freeze Dry Guys' favorite. Hot oatmeal and sweet dehydrated bananas. Lunch is Mountain House freeze-dried hot macaroni and cheese and crisp green beans. And dinner is Mountain House long grain wild rice pilaf and hearty beef stew, vegetables, and gravy. Call Freeze Dry Guy and ask for details on the 126 serving three square meals unit. One case normally $164.37, sale price at only $138.90. Save over $25. Get two or three cases and save even more. Or ask about Freeze Dry Guys Fall Chili Special. Always free shipping to lower 48 states. Call 866-404-3663 or click freezedryguy.com. And hurry, the Fall Chili Special and three square meals unit are on sale while supplies last. From the Freeze Dry Guy, the finest freeze dried and dehydrated foods available for long term storage, period.
The experts are clear. Sunlight, purified water, healthy non-GMO food, and having a good attitude is essential to a healthy immune system. But I go further with Super Nascent Iodine X2 from InfoWarsLife.com. 50% stronger than our original and revolutionary Nascent Iodine formula, coming from a deep earth crystal source that no other supplier has. Most other forms of iodine come from seaweed in areas plagued by Fukushima and other contaminants. Not our iodine. It comes from over 200 million year old crystal salt deposits and is tested and proven to be completely pure. Visit InfoWarsLife.com today. See the informational videos. Read the information there compiled. And for a limited time, when you use promo code NOW at checkout, you get an additional 5% off the entire family of InfoWarsLife.com products. Secure your Survival Shield X2 today at InfoWarsLife.com or call toll free 888-253-3139.
Mike Stenerson from Midas Resources. At no time in history have precious metals been more important, certainly not in my 22 years in the industry. The dollar has lost over 90% of its value in the last 60 years. No fiat currency has ever survived the government printing presses. Ours is not immune. The time is now to be proactive. 1-800-686-2237, extension 116. Anything tied to the dollar is at risk. CDs, annuities, 401ks, IRAs, stocks, bonds, you name it. So decide. Do you want to leave a legacy of wealth or debt for your family? The choice is yours. Call me at 1-800-686-2237, extension 116. That's 1-800-686-2237, extension 116. Be proactive, not reactive. Call 1-800-686-2237, extension 116.
He's the T-Rex of political talk. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
Monday through Friday from 11 a.m. to 2 p.m. Central Standard Time, we're here. Waging war on corruption, crashing to the lies and disinformation. You see, if Obama can come out and say that you didn't build your business or that your health care prices went down when they actually went up, and then no one challenges him, the lie then takes hold and sets the precedent of fraud. But if you crash through the lies and disinformation, if you scream at them, shut up, criminal liars, repeal your filth now, the debate's over. They're not up there in their suits with their fake moral authority lecturing us like we're peons down below the castle while they basically urinate on us from on high. Excuse my French, but that's what's going on here. It's like the scene in Monty Python with a Frencher, you know, throwing garbage over the top at King Arthur. That's what it comes down to, and we need to let them know, hey, what you're doing is wrong. We're aware of it, and we see you. They want to create an artificial reality that we then just buy into. And that we don't have any facts. We just go along with what's trendy and what Charlie Rose says. Oh, look, all these women are paralyzed with neurological disorders. Gee, let's raise money for them. Let's not ask why ALS and Lou Gehrig's and all this stuff that was incredibly rare is off the chart. Hey, Cupcake, did you take a vaccine the day you got paralyzed like this? All we know is suddenly women have autoimmune disorders in their brains, and all of a sudden they have inflammation. Gee, don't tell them about all the treatments to try to bring down the inflammation. Just let them die. But don't worry. They're going to keep us safe while the border's wide open. 10-year-old suspended for pointing imaginary ray gun. That's up on Infowars.com. We have the powerful video of the Hillary Clinton talking nutcracker, as it tells all. It's real quotes. You got to see the talking nutcracker invented by Infowars.com. I'm not kidding. We're not selling it, but it really is a talking nutcracker. Continuing, you got to see it. We just sent it out on Twitter at Real Alex Jones. Paul Watson's article's up on DrudgeReport.com. The reason I raise this is it's only Drudge that linked to our article when the Forbes writer came out and said, I was at the press conference, and you know the media and AP and everybody agreed that if we think there's Ebola, the government's asked us not to scare the public. And the police have said that. The firefighters have said that. We've interviewed doctors by name who said that this is going on. And they don't even come out and say we're fearmongers now. They just ignore us. That story's up there. Joining us is Doug Hagman and his son, Joe Hagman, the co-host, Hagman & Hagman, HagmanHagman.com. They head up HomelandSecurityUS.com. And I used to hear them, you know, on Coast to Coast like 10 years ago and think, well, these guys are pretty good, but a lot of this stuff's unbelievable. And then so much of it came true, then they gave us a lot of intel over the years that turned out to be very accurate. And they have a lot of good, well, he trains police all over the country and has a lot of sources. We'll just leave it at that. Douglas J. Hagman's the founder and director of the Northeast Intelligence Network and CEO of multi-state licensed private investigative agency, serving many Fortune 500 clients. He's a member of the International Counterterrorism Officers Association, possesses many law enforcement-related titles, certificates, in addition to being used as an operational asset by the U.S. Department of Justice and the FBI. During his career, Hagman has developed numerous federal enforcement contacts. We'll get into that with him. He's the author of Tactical Surveillance, and he joins us with his son that co-hosts the show with him. Okay, I just wanted to get you on, not even on a particular subject, just to hear what your latest and most important info is, what you're really getting on Ebola. Because, I mean, look, I just know doctors that have come on record saying people look like they have it, they're being disappeared. Whether it's Ebola or not, why are they being disappeared? More and more, now this woman dies bleeding in New York, they're covering it up. People, so I'm going to ask you about Ebola, because I hope it's blown over, but I don't think that's what's happening. And then what you think's big in 2015, I want to ask both Hagmans this here today. So go ahead, guys.
Alex, thanks for having us on. Hopefully it doesn't appear presumptuous that both of us are on. But
I love having you both on. Go ahead.
Yeah, my son has done a lot of research on this. Let's just take Ebola for the first issue. Ebola that we're seeing here in the United States, based on our information, our intelligence, our research, our contact with people within the community, within the healthcare community, as well as DHS, this is not the Ebola Zaire. This is not the main hemorrhagic fever. This is a mutation of that. And we can see it based on the symptoms of the people that are getting the Ebola. Well, I talked to him. You've interviewed him. The issue is, where's the blood, for example, being a hemorrhagic fever? It's interesting because the semantics speak a lot. They now have called this Ebola EVD, I believe it is, Ebola viral disease or something to that effect. The bottom line here with this is what we're seeing is a run-up to, we believe, and this is where he comes in, we believe we're seeing a run-up to a full-blown Ebola epidemic, pandemic, and we could be wrong, but based on our sources, sometime in early 2015.
So it's just like Obama hit it in plain view when he said this is a test run for a worse viral strain.
That's correct. You know, it's interesting. They're telling us what they're doing, but people aren't listening. And the mainstream media is not telling anybody of anything. But what we see happening, and Joe's done a lot of on-the-ground research out of town and in town about this, what we're seeing here is really the run-up toward the big 2015. It's not really going to be a pandemic, but it's going to be enough to cause medical martial law, geographically specific medical martial law. We saw a woman drop dead in Brooklyn while she was getting her hair done. They said it was a heart attack. She's bleeding out of different orifices. Okay, fine. It's possible.
And she just come out of Africa and was on the watch list.
Exactly.
And
let's get Joe's take on this, and then I want to move into other subjects with you guys. I want to cover the waterfront and take phone calls today on what you see as the big crises, but also positive things in 2015, what you see coming in the next year. But, Joe, you've been focusing a lot in on the Ebola. From your research, isn't an Ebola simulant like a lot of people think, including CIA people we've interviewed on air? And then if it is a simulant, why cover up people that then have the symptoms? Why disappear them? Is it a test at disappearing people? Is it a test at controlling the media?
I would say all of the above. And one of the best quotes I've heard and found so far is that the disease is in the vaccine. And initial reports from Liberia, if you remember, they were talking about the citizens in Liberia were saying how Ebola was a hoax and the vaccine was really the problem. Now, I don't know if this is Ebola or some mutation of it, but this is definitely in advance in preparation for their new federal healthcare architecture system of governance that they're going to be implementing. And this is part of the Federal Register. They have dates for compliance from 2015 through 2018, and they're going to do pilot programs, or they can do it through a declaration of an emergency. And either way, it's going to be coming. And what they're doing also is implementing part of the economy. The new economy will be also under this healthcare architecture.
That's right.
Excellent point. Keep elaborating, Joe or Doug.
I got to tell you, Joe has over 8,000 pages printed out, and we're going through every page. The groundwork, the architecture for this medical martial law that really, really combines the medical surveillance
through medical devices, right? That will be mandatory. They're setting up an international universal healthcare system under the United Nations, and it's public. The United States has signed on to it. Even the president.
Incredible.
One of his first executive orders Barack Obama put out was 13-5-21, establishing a commission for the study of bioethical issues, in which it states that it may examine broader issues not linked to specific technologies but not limited to the protection of human research participants, scientific integrity, and conflicts of interest in research and the intersection of science and human rights. Now, what would cause a problem between the intersection of science and human rights aside from some kind of
pandemic?
Or device.
Correct.
And by the way, I mean, when you guys are saying this, it's completely spot on. It really puts the pieces together. They're using AFRICOM to go in with a cover to set up bases in Africa. The troops are doing valiant work and helping people. They're compartmentalized, but still the larger system is they're the PR front that goes in. We predicted this back when Obama first got in. He's kind of the poster person to allow that invasion of Africa, obviously with the skin color and the African roots. And then you look at the medical tyranny of Obamacare, taking over society, the systems, the control, and then they basically tell us it's a trial run. Why do you think they flaunt it like Gruber, a new video out making fun of the American people? Now it's 9 videos calling us idiots, calling us stupid, ha ha ha, he ripped us off. Why do they love to gloat?
Well, Alex, you've said this so much on your program. You know, they tell us what they're going to do, and then they laugh about it when they do it right in front of our faces. And Joe and I were talking about this, and then he did a lot of research on Gruber and the whole basis for this. What this is spiking the football, if you will, in the end zone, at least on the part of the Obama regime with respect to the Obamacare, the Affordable Care Act.
And they're coming to a point where a lot of their information and publications they put out are coded with references in English language, but it's hard to understand because they have their own language they use. And now they're starting to release in plain English what they're going to do, and the documents are finally coming together where they're giving you the definitions, their definitions of, for example, they say a human subject will be used as a scientific research participant on a voluntary basis. But it goes on to say voluntary is not, it's not as it sounds. Voluntary means compliance or consent. To be used as a participant, but you have to be under USC 42 that says if you are mentally disabled or disabled, and the term of disability means if you cannot do things, and I'll read right from the law, If you cannot care for yourself through manual tasks, seeing, hearing, eating, sleeping, walking, standing, lifting, bending, speaking, breathing, learning, reading, concentrating, thinking, communicating, or working, it's classified as...
Sure. Stay there, guys. I want to come back and look at this more. This is very important. Calls are coming up. Other issues we're going to look at with you as well. But as soon as Bill and Melinda Gates and all these big companies started investing in this a year ago and all these vaccines were getting ready, I just said, get ready for Ebola, because they got their vaccines rolling out. I mean, it's pretty obvious.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Newsflash. Home invasions are on the rise. It takes less than 10 seconds to kick in a door. 10 seconds is not enough time to protect your family. And what would happen if you were not home? Easy Armor is the ultimate security solution. 85% of break-ins are through a door. Protect your home now with Easy Armor. Go to invasionstopper.com to get real security for under $70. That's invasionstopper.com. Easy Armor. Your security is our only business.
What good is a Big Berkey water filter?
We get that question a lot here at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. And in a word, the answer is protection. Protection from water main breaks, E. coli contamination, environmental chemical spills, pesticide runoff, chlorine taste and smell, and all forms of fluoride. Plus, Big Berkey water filters are the original gravity water filter system and most trusted on the market for a reason. Tested by multiple independent NSF EPA certified labs, they are the gold standard in water purification. At only 1.7 cents a gallon, a single set of filters can last for 5 to 10 years. That means big savings. Big Berkey, the one that's powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get a Big Berkey today at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. GCN listeners receive 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Visit our website or call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.
This hour brought to you by InfidelBodyArmor.com. When it hits the fan, don't be left without the body armor that will save your life. With prices starting at just $374.99 and ships free. Get yours at InfidelBodyArmor.com. Just won't quit.
Hi, Ted Anderson with Midas Resources. Is it time to convert paper 401ks and IRAs to solid gold and silver yet? Get our 10 Reasons book free. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Do you have relatives and friends that are convinced there is no need ever to prepare for any kind of emergency? Are these also folks you buy Christmas presents for? At 30dayfoodsupply.com, we can solve both of these problems at the same time. Go to 30dayfoodsupply.com or call 541-229-0010. We can ship your Christmas presents directly to them. Choose from our original $99 30-day food supply, our long-term storage vegan burger mixes, and other oatmeal, soups, porridges, beans, and granolas for everyday use. All products are non-GMO, MSG-free, and vegetarian. Most are gluten, soy, and nut-free. Call 541-229-0010 today. Oregon Trail Foods and 30dayfoodsupply.com keep prices low, cutting out the middleman by buying directly from their producers in Oregon. Remember, only $10 ships your entire order to the lower 48. Visit the website 30dayfoodsupply.com. Call 541-229-0010. 30dayfoodsupply.com, 541-229-0010.
I'll tell you why I'm humbled. Alex Jones here back live. Still alive. I've seen so much crazy stuff, been threatened so much, been attacked. And we're here. God's taking us through it. We don't just need to lie down to evil. We can stand up against it. Evil isn't the only force in the universe. That's the bottom line. Your phone calls, Ron in Hawaii. And we're going to talk to Barbara in Illinois and Indigo Kid in Colorado first when we come back. Ramon, Kevin, and many others on what you think the big event will be in 2015 or maybe even this year. What's the next shoe to drop in the organized global crisis that the New World Order is clearly orchestrating and admitting in many cases they're orchestrating? Finishing up with medical tyranny, there are now reports coming out every few days I see where schools are inoculating children without consent. They're really pushing the vaccines. They're trying to tell nurses they'll be fired if they don't take all these vaccines. They're intimidating people. They're lying and saying it's the law. Finishing up with Hagman and Hagman, Doug Hagman and Joe Hagman, father and son team, investigative journalists and private detectives, finishing up on Ebola. Then I want to shift gears into what you think the other big events are. And one of the people, Barbara, asked from Illinois, and we're going to go to her. She thinks government coup may be the next thing. Well, it's already a coup if Congress lets Obama have all these executive orders on immigration, you name it.
That's right. You know what, Alex, I got to tell you, the coup is happening, and it has happened, basically. You talked about this, the right-left paradigm. It's gone. It's gone. We just talked to a source this morning in D.C. who said, watch over the next 30 to 60 days, especially over the next couple of weeks leading up to Thanksgiving, the Thanksgiving holiday, where you're going to see Republicans and Democrats work together and force through or allow an executive order on amnesty. And everyone's throwing out this 40%. Well, Reagan signed an executive order allowing 40% of illegal immigrants some sort of allowance to remain here. Well, that 40% back in 1986 is a whole lot different than the 40% in 2014. But the fact of the matter is, the immigration is a big part of it, and just to wet people's whistle a little bit, toward 2015, especially toward the fall, you're looking at a major economic collapse. This is all being hidden. I mean, at the end of the road, Alex, what we're seeing here is the cover for a major economic collapse and the establishment of a digital currency that is going to mesh with the medical biotronics that we're dealing with right now.
That's right. Obamacare is the NSA rollout and legalizes a lot of NSA spying that's already going on to tie everything together. I mean, it's just so cold-blooded.
Exactly. And you pointed this out so many times. The flood of illegal immigrants, the legitimization of the illegal aliens here in this country, flooding our hospitals, bringing with them the diseases being dispersed all across the United States, the Clark Piven strategies at play here, and ultimately they need somebody to blame for this monetary meltdown that will occur, that will take the U.S. dollar out, and what better excuse to say, hey, we never saw the Ebola crisis, or insert the pandemic here.
Bird flu, SARS 2, who knows?
We just couldn't have ever, I mean, who'd have thought this? Who'd have thought this? And that's what they're doing. They're setting us up. It's all a big lie. The lie is just bigger at every single level.
Absolutely.
And that's what Joe has done.
You know, with this, some examples on the Ebola is not following standard operating procedure and actually seeing things that are opposite of common sense is when they warn about the dangers of Ebola and how much it is affecting people in West Africa, yet they keep travel open. And they don't restrict it. There's no, you know, precautions taken. And they're flying people with Ebola here. I think it is more of a covering than to worry about the Ebola. I think it's a cover for what is coming down the line economically. The IMF is asking or demanding more power.
Yep.
and a consolidation.
Well, it's just like we're under the UN with our military in Africa. They use all this where there's a global response. You don't control it at your border. You open your borders up, and then you have to go clean it up in Africa. This is what they said in the SPP documents, that they would use pandemics to bring in global government so they would have continent-wide and transcontinent responses, not national responses, emasculating the national response forces or putting them under the UN. And by the way, in case you didn't hear it, folks, here's Obama saying this Ebola crisis is a trial run. Here it is.
And in many ways, what this has done is elevated that importance. There may come a time, sometime in the future, where we are dealing with an airborne disease that is much easier to catch and is deadly. And in some ways, this has created a trial run for federal, state, and local public health officials and health care providers,
right,
as well as the American people.
Going under federalization, we're going to come back with Hagman & Hagman straight ahead. I'm Alex Jones, Infowars.com. Their site is HagmanAndHagman.com. Your calls are straight ahead, and they'll give you their response and more of their take and their sources on what's coming in 2015 and how to stop
it. We're on the march. The empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
A lot of people's lives and bodies are out of balance. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops optimize pH level and get rid of harmful waste and acid. Just a few drops in water restores vibrance and energy and gets you back in balance. Now order two bottles and get $10 off your order. Sign up for monthly auto shipping and save 25%. Call 800-518-7615 or visit alkavision.com. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health at alkavision.com.
Your house is dark, vacant. You must be gone on vacation for a while. Thanks for all the jewelry.
Don't be the next victim of a break-in. Go to FakeTV.com and discover a device that creates the illusion someone is inside watching TV and makes your home unappealing to would-be thieves.
Don't these people ever leave?
Starting at $24.95, and there's free shipping. Go to FakeTV.com or ask for it at your local hardware store. Fake TV, the burglar deterrent.
Introducing Secret 12, the new InfoWars Life vitamin B12 formulation. Most forms of vitamin B12 are highly processed and synthetic and cannot be properly absorbed by the body. That's why for real results, so many are having to turn to painful B12 injections, which are known to have higher absorption rates. Now, InfoWarsLife.com is excited to announce that we can bring you our most bioactive, powerful form of B12 that has been developed with our exclusive perfected process. Secret 12 is a binary of nutraceutical grade, bioavailable coenzyme forms of B12, methylcobalamin, the same kind used in B12 injections, and adenosylcobalamin. Secret 12 is simply taken by mouth, right on the tongue, and then swallowed. No needles, no injections. Don't take my word for it. Try it for yourself. Discover the secret. Secret 12. Secure your revolutionary Secret 12 formula right now at InfoWarsLife.com or call 888-253-3139.
Don't take a cold or flu lying down. Stand up and fight back with Supernatural Silver. Supernatural Silver is a natural immune system booster that is highly effective against viruses, bacteria, and fungus. Supernatural Silver is perfect for daily use and can be taken orally or used topically to keep you protected from whatever comes your way. This new technology is hundreds of times more effective than colloidal or ionic silver and is supported by extensive research from over 300 clinical studies at universities and independent research facilities across the country. Supernatural Silver has an exceptionally long storage life and should be an essential part of your emergency preparedness. Don't be caught off guard. Give your body the support it needs to fight off deadly pathogens that are lurking everywhere. Stock up on Supernatural Silver and give yourself and your loved ones a fighting chance. Go to supernaturalsilver.com and use the promo code SILVER2014 for 20% off. That's supernaturalsilver.com. Supernaturalsilver.com.
Waging war on corruption. It's Alex Jones coming to you live from the front lines of the info war.
Misery. Waging war on corruption. Crashing to the lies and disinformation. Defending the Republic against enemies foreign and domestic. We're here Monday through Friday. And don't forget, Monday through Friday, 7 o'clock Central, InfoWars Nightly News, with myself and the rest of the great news team. We've got our reporters in Ferguson, Missouri, and they're going to be joining us at the bottom of the next hour. They've discovered quite a bit. We've got, of course, the host of Hagman and Hagman.com, Doug Hagman and Joe Hagman, his son, that do a great job. I want to get their take on what's happening. Before the Trayvon Martin thing, He said the goal will be race war. And then after that, they said, look for more. That's what our federal sources are saying, stirring that up and allowing groups to piggyback on demonstrations and to carry out violence. And what we found in Ferguson, we had it on video, is we'd find Molotov cocktails cached. We'd find people doing looting. The cops would not go after them, and they would shoot our reporters with rubber bullets for trying to be helpful. They would go out of their way to attack even mainstream reporters and then say they hadn't. That level of lying discredits them, but it's the federal training. And that's why you notice the governor wouldn't say the state was in charge 2 days ago in Ferguson. So, gentlemen, I want to go to calls directly, but Ferguson, your take on Ferguson and that verdict that they keep saying is imminent, and now they're waiting while the temperature goes up and more people get on the street. What do you have to say about the Ferguson situation?
Okay, I've got a source right now in D.C. within the DHS who said that this is a DHS operation, Alex. It is, in fact, it's not limited to Ferguson, as you have reported. This is going to be an attempt to hit all the larger urban areas across the United States. It's going to look like it starts in Ferguson, but it's going to extend in other cities. And if people are familiar with the riots back in 68, sure. Cleveland, all of this, they're trying to redo that, make the Watts riots look like a picnic with this particular agenda. Look, it's all theater, Alex, and you know that. And it's all propelled by the very people who say they're trying to stop it. Just as you found, your reporters in Ferguson on the ground, we have that same information from D.C. saying, Alex Jones, right on the money. The reporters, right on the money. This is an orchestrated method.
Well, here's what I know. You tune in to MSNBC, and you've got known FBI informants like Sharpton caught provocateuring stuff in New York for decades, stirring up racial division. You've got all the usual suspects, and then major Facebook and Twitter accounts calling for going to cops' houses and killing their families, calling for burning things down when the verdict comes out. I mean, if I put that out, I would be arrested within 24 hours, and I should be. So there's the telltale sign. Why are they letting violent people organize and try to take over the protest? That's your telltale sign right there.
Yep. This is going to be OJ 2.0. I saw the footage of your reporters standing near Al Jazeera TV in yep. Ferguson in the initial riots that were going on, and yet they got tear gas, but yet the looters were allowed to go. This is all part of the, and notice that you reported on this first also, that the Department of Defense released a civil operations manual for how to deal with disturbances and riots. It's not a coincidence that was released right out on the heels
of D-Day.
And this is what they plan on doing. They're using these they're hyping this up so they can start the riot, so they can use it as training exercises for when the big one comes.
Yep, exactly.
Conditioning.
So it goes back to the same thing. You can see the scientific dictatorship in its own words. They admit creating the stimulus, creating the crisis, and then gauging it and testing for bigger events. The problem is their false flag terror attacks and winding up the Muslim extremists and protecting them. Our own military is wise to that now, even in the high-level officer level, and isn't going along with it. That's got to really be checkmating much of the globalist program. Let me ask you this, we're going to calls. How are things going for the globalists right now from your perspective?
They're going great for them.
Oh, yeah.
Think everything's going according to plan. You know, the everybody is going to be so sick and tired of the disorder, the rising prices from inflation to the instability of the economy. They're going to create so much disorder, and they have the plans and architecture set up to deal with it the way they want to, that people are going to be begging for whatever order they bring back in.
That's right. I mean, it's over talking, but the very people who are criticizing the military on the streets today are going to be begging for that tomorrow, post-Ferguson, post-whatever riot situation.
Well, again, they love to attack the average sergeant or something on the ground, doesn't know what's going on, just doing their job. And it's unconstitutional. They shouldn't, follow orders, obviously. But it's like blaming the average cop. It's so easy to do that. We should all blame ourselves for letting the system get in place and not being sophisticated enough to see the PSYOP. Because if you just blame the cop, that creates the us against them mentality that separates us, and we fall right into the plan, creating the gang mentality of balkanization that the social engineers say they're engaging in.
Just like the 1%, let's get the rich. You know, when we see austerity measures in Greece happen, what did they do? They wanted to go, rob and take over the 1% and accumulate their wealth. And this is the mentality they have. So we are not worried about fighting against them. We're too worried about fighting against each other instead of coming together.
Exactly. And the 1% is not the guy that owns a pool company or a Corvette dealership or five restaurants. That's who gives you jobs. That's upper middle class or nouveau riche or wealthy. It's the ultra rich that ran all that in Greece that are offshore, let the collapse, they call it the IMF riot, drive down prices even more to then buy the country up. Nobody's going to loot the billionaires that are ordering Greece to hand over its islands to them so they can be private resorts on the debt they owe them, which isn't even their debt. Greece signed on to the bankers' derivatives, bail them out, and then are owned by them for bailing them out with the very money. These scams are incredible. We're going to go to Ron, Barbara, Indigo Kid, Ramon, and everybody else, Kevin, in a moment. Indigo Kid, then Ron in Hawaii, you're calling from Colorado. What do you think the big event is in 2015?
Well, weather modification is something I'm looking at right now quite a bit. For example, I sent you an article that I've written about how the Colorado flood of 2013 was due to cloud seeding. There's even a CBS News article out about how cloud seeding is being used by the government to fight the drought that's going on. And basically, you'll have to read the article, but it's really all about water wars and tactical droughts and how big cities like Los Angeles and Las Vegas are paying for Colorado, for example, to cloud seed year long, which causes flooding. It's dangerous with all the
ash. Well, that's right. There's massive declassified global, from Africa to the Middle East to Asia to Russia to Europe, the U.S. to Central and South America, international, UN, Department of Energy, private corporate, Bill and Melinda Gates get paid billions a year to their private consortium to run a bunch of this over us. That's declassified, but what they're doing is classified. Then you tell the average person, they look at you like you got 14 heads. That's a great point. What about weird weather? What about going into an ice age? You know, all the changes we see going on, and then no one's discussing that it's weather warfare. Doug Hagman, your take on that?
I'll say this to the caller. Think bigger. That's one spoke in the wheel of global tyranny, the weather modification. However, it's an important one. Water wars in the West, I understand that. We understand that. It's about the control, ultimate control over everything. See, it's now coming to a head, as we can see. Really, that's my answer. And it's interesting because as we sit here in our studio today, 50 miles from us, people can't even get out of their doors because of the level, snow up to the top of the doors in Western New York. We had weather oddities here. I guess, and you take that, it's all part of the globalist plan.
But see, that's how they cover up the Ebola. There's obviously Ebola cases, they're covering it up. There's giant weather modification, they're covering it up. There's just who knows what else is going on. Caller, I appreciate your point. Anything else?
No, that's it, except for, I think, maybe future false flags involving Asia, like North Korea.
When did you send the article, or send it again to showtips@infowars.com? I want to see what you talked about. Thank you so much, Indigo Kid. Let's talk to Ron in Hawaii. You're on the air. Go ahead.
Yeah, I agree with everything these guys say. They're doing a full blast. They're not even slowing down at all. From the Ebola to the stage, thing over there in Missouri. And over here in Hawaii, they got at least 20,000 immigrants that showed up over here. Hello?
Yes, sir. You're on the air. Go ahead.
They just keep going on and on and on. Whatever you call it, the marijuana thing. If that guy's in it, like you said, I'm with you. If he wants it, there's a reason. It's got to be genetic pot.
Well, you're right. They're manipulating the marijuana genetically, and who knows what they're putting in it. Another great point. That's the thing. when you got 7.5 billion people and you got mainstream media deceiving folks, it doesn't matter if they're discredited because they can still just put out this info to where we don't know what's really going on. That's why police are being trained that a citizen with a camera is the biggest enemy, because that video or audio they get can then discredit what the establishment says. That's why when I first told people about 6-7 years ago that all the new iPhones coming out, Androids, would soon have kill switches in them where they hit one button citywide or countywide or in a certain square block area, whatever area they want, none of your video cameras will work. None of your internet will work. They can shut you off. This is the type of stuff being built into the grid. Guys, going to Joe and Doug, what do you think about Obama's call for taking over the internet to protect it? I'm for net neutrality, but Obama's run by the very same corporations that want to get rid of it. He admits he wants to tax it and control it. And so by claiming they want to protect the web, that's how they can destroy the web.
Well, exactly. Let me just speak at one thing that your last caller said. Alex, if there's nothing else anyone could take away from what we're talking about today, please, everyone, buy a dash cam, a self-contained dash cam. Record everything that goes on every time you're in your car. Okay, back to your question now. Joe, go ahead. The net neutrality.
Yeah, the net neutrality is what they want to do is control the content. It's not so much the worrying about who's using how much broadband or how much percentage of the internet's being used by, in this example, Netflix gets 36% of the internet traffic, yet they pay the same rates as people who use, 0.5%. It's not about that, as they state. They want to control the content of what is being distributed on the internet, because it is like the last, it's the Wild West.
That's right.
The only thing we have left with any semblance of freedom and non-censorship, except for the fact that they're finding ways now, and you've been a victim of this, and we have too, of the search engines from Google to AOL, all these different internet companies that suppress through their search functions and filters. So when people search for you or a topic you've covered, it gets suppressed and it does not appear as it should at the top of the page, or it doesn't appear at all under the news feed or under certain areas. And that's just one way. They suppress numbers, and it's never ending.
And again, they're wargaming how to fight the people right now. That's why it's important that everyone out there listening get involved immediately in having your own little media operation, putting out what you think, shooting videos, showing folks what you've seen, so that they can't suppress billions of people. They can't suppress hundreds of millions of people in the U.S. If we all start putting out our common sense, their attempt at the background noise of fraud and disinfo will basically implode. Let's go ahead and go to Barbara in Illinois. Barbara, you're on the air.
Yes, hello. I feel that there's a rumbling of the people are like waking up. And I think that also the military has not had enough of this president. And I think somehow I'm the one who thought there'd be a coup. But I also feel there might be even an assassination attempt on the president. Because I think there's enough angry, there's just such anger out there now.
Well, by the way, oh my gosh, Obama was unpopular until he was assassinated. God forbid. The last thing we would ever want would be for Obama to get assassinated, because then he could be turned into a martyr, and then they could lionize all the horrible things they've done in his name and then say that you want to kill somebody if you're against Obamacare or against turning your guns in. In fact, I've been saying this for 6 years. The real false flag could be an assassination of Obama, or it could be an attempted assassination. But don't think that even though he's their Harvard minion, and their golden, idol, don't think that the globalists wouldn't be above assassinating him to create a martyred deity out of him. Doug Hagman, Joe Hagman, your take on that statement.
Go back, Alex, go back to the funeral of Nelson Mandela. Tell us, I mean, that guy, that fake...
Sign language interpreter.
Yeah, that guy, okay, was feet from world leaders, including Obama, recently, the two jumpers over the fence, guy getting into the West Wing of the White House. Explain how that happens maybe that's just a message out there. I don't know. We were looking at this because, in fact, we were talking to a Secret Service agent who said, you know, it almost looked as if they wanted this to happen. In fact, the Secret Service agent, President Protection Detail, formerly under Bush, W. Bush, saying that, look, this is all a theater. Perhaps there is a message being sent. Keep to our game plan, keep to the script, or you're expendable. Joe?
Yeah, I pray for the president and his safety, because you want to see a Ferguson in every city USA.
Yeah, that's right.
And that happens. That's what it will look like. And as you said, they will turn him into a martyr. And regardless of that, I don't even know if we get to the point where they'd be able to be written history by people in the U.S. because of the chaos that would create.
Absolutely.
We're headed there anyway. We don't want to accelerate that process. His safety is something that people need to be praying for, because just like an EMP attack that could happen from a country launching an attack, or the sun having a flare, that will stop society dead in its tracks, all the progress we've made, good or bad, and
sure,
create chaos instantly.
Well, can we force the Republican leadership to rout what the Democrats have done? I mean, Boehner's coming out saying the president is flagrantly untruth and being untruthful. Now they're saying they might try to repeal Obamacare. Well, they better repeal it. I mean, isn't it up to us holding their feet to the fire?
It is up to us, and this is why we've got to the point we've gotten to. I don't believe that any changes came from the midterm that will benefit the country. I believe we lost regardless of who wins. And at this point, because of our lack and our grandparents and their grandparents' lack of holding the politicians accountable, this is why.
But repealing Obamacare, by the way, the damage has already been done.
Hold on. Explain that when we come back. Then we'll talk to other folks that are patiently holding, like Ramon.
This hour brought to you by InfidelBodyArmor.com. When it hits the fan, don't be left without the body armor that will save your life. With prices starting at just $374.99 and ships free. Get yours at InfidelBodyArmor.com. Just won't quit.
Hi, Ted Anderson with Midas Resources. Is it time to convert paper 401ks and IRAs to solid gold and silver yet? Get our 10 Reasons book free. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
Hey, Boomer! I learned in school today that 60% of our bodies are made of water. Good thing we have the Berkey system. It's the cleanest, best water ever. Mom says it's because the Berkey filtration system cleans out the bad stuff and leaves only pure, delicious water. I know, right? You love it, too! Yeah, I'm thirsty, too. Let's go get some. Get Berkey clean water by calling 877-886-3653. That's 877-886-3653. Or visit GoBerkey.com.
When I first got online and I seen the price of the X2 and the DNA Force, I was a little hesitant, but I pulled the trigger on it. It has changed my life. I've been taking it for about 24 days now, pounding the weight, staying in shape.
InfoWarsLife.com. You've heard the callers of the show.
Several months back, I started taking your Nixon Iodine and your Supermeal. Prior to this, I was barely walking. Now I'm able to function as a human again.
Whether it's Survival Shield, Nixon Iodine, or DNA Force, Supermeal Vitality, Super Female Vitality, Lung Cleanse, Fluoride Shield, Oxy Powder. I believe that all of these products will blow you away like they've done the thousands of other customers that have visited InfoWarsLife.com.
That's true. Just amazing what it's able to do to actually detox the body. It's great stuff.
If I'm going to promote something, it's got to be something I personally use and that I believe in. Check out InfoWarsLife.com today and the entire line of groundbreaking, cutting-edge, hardcore products.
Did you know by age 50, half of all men have an enlarged prostate? This means more urges to urinate, longer bathroom trips, waking at night to urinate, or issues with sex. If this sounds familiar, call us now, because we're shipping free bottles of Super Beta Prostate to listeners of this station. Super Beta Prostate is a non-prescription formula guaranteed to reduce the symptoms of your enlarged prostate. It's yours free. Pay only shipping and handling. Just call 1-800-852-1820. In clinical trials, the ingredient in Super Beta Prostate was shown to reduce urges to urinate, improve bladder emptying, reduce waking at night to urinate, and improve quality of life. This Super Beta Prostate free offer is for listeners of this station, but it won't last. Don't wait. Just call 1-800-852-1820. That's 1-800-852-1820. Call 1-800-852-1820.
Watch me. Watch me. Watch I got me. Something, baby.
I got it. Watch me. I got it. Hey! I got something that makes me want to shout. I got something that tells me what it's all about. I got soul, and I'm super bad.
You are super bad.
I got soul.
You're super good in a super bad way.
And I'm super bad. I got a move that tells me what to do.
Our guest will be with us 5 minutes to the next hour. Then I'll continue with calls and other breaking news.
Got a move.
And at the bottom of the hour, reporters join us from Ferguson. Here's what we're getting at. Globally, we're in the hands of social engineers that aren't building an economy based on what is higher quality, what is more resources, what is a more enlightened egalitarian society. No, it's a destructive Agenda 21, make you poor, austerity, dumb down, death panels, don't take care of the old, kill young babies after they're born. It's a very ugly world, socially engineered and run by eugenicist bean counters. And I don't think we want to be part of it. So I'm just here assaulting the fraud, showing who's behind it, indicting them in the court of public opinion. And it's having a big effect. You're having a big effect. Look at how accurate our research and our view of the world is compared to what the establishment's saying. Because the globalists brag to each other. They write books. They're very public. You don't think I just made all this up 20-something years ago, 22 years ago, 20 years ago on air, and then so much of it came true because I had a crystal ball or I was a good, you know, guesser. They've all bragged about it, and that's what's frustrating. I want to go to Ramon and to Kevin and Chris and Joseph and Sledgehammer and everybody else talking to the Hagmans. But any other areas, any other big stories you are looking at, any other angles you guys haven't talked about yet?
Alex, a couple of things in terms of the geopolitical world, in terms of what's going on in the Middle East. Watch Syria. The objective to take over Syria, oust Assad, has been prime. It's not off the table. That is going to spark additional tensions with Russia. That, of course, will also, and by the way, the gas prices coming down here, the refined oil product and the crude oil product is part and parcel to the attempted takedown of Russia. This, and I know it's hard to believe, but in the, just a few moments here that we've got, people have to understand that everything that we're seeing happen on the world stage is related and interrelated. So watch Syria and domestically here, the ultimate objective.
Well, sure, they admit they're lowering oil prices at OPEC to bankrupt Russia. I mean, it's just the general public doesn't, you know, read what OPEC's publicly saying. But yeah, there's an energy war going on. Aren't we approaching one of those times in history when more happens in 5 years than happened the previous 100?
Yeah, and they call it the tipping point. And what they're doing now is they're poking the bear, seeing exactly what is the most efficient and effective and fast way for people, for them to push society to the tipping point. And this is why we're seeing, you know, these Ebola pandemics and everything being hyped so much in the mainstream news. And the reason that you're doing such an effective job and our show's been growing is because it's just the truth. And the truth is popular. And none of the networks on TV and barely anybody wants to tell the truth anymore. But just the truth alone, it has power.
Yeah, there are a bunch of yes men and women who just want their paycheck. But at a certain point, when everything implodes, they sold their family out. I mean, it's insane. It's insane. I mean, it's not like we're being conquered by, you know, the Romans, and we're living in mud huts, we're going to be living better or something. I'm not saying the Romans were great. We're being conquered by exterminist globalists. They might as well be flesh-eating, you know, aliens from Alpha Centauri. I mean, they're bad news.
Absolutely. Yeah, and well, the subtlety that they do, that they've been able to influence and now corrupt and persuade and change the perceptions of the people of this country to start conforming and accepting the things that they would not normally do, it's been so effective.
Well, yeah, it's like the trusted traveler thing. You go to a TSA interview and they put you in the system and now you only get searched a little bit. That's how it always used to be till they staged 9/11, folks. Stay there. I want to come back with phone calls, gentlemen. Seconds or 70, technically.
ACN.
Going right to your call for Ramon.
Communications Radio Network.
InfoWarsLife.com. Check it out today. I have set out to bring you the most hardcore, cutting-edge supplements and nutraceuticals, bar none. And that's what you'll find at InfoWarsLife.com. We have rejected literally hundreds of products from the InfoWars Life line because they are not of the very highest quality, or because they're not 100% organic, or because they don't pass all of the strictest toxicology tests there are that we have listed at InfoWarsLife.com. Whether it's Survival Shield, Nascent Iodine, or DNA Force, Super Male Vitality, Super Female Vitality, Lung Cleanse, Fluoride Shield, Oxy Powder, I believe that all of these products will blow you away like they've done the thousands of other customers that have visited InfoWarsLife.com and believed in us and tried the products. Folks, check out InfoWarsLife.com today and the entire line of groundbreaking, cutting-edge, hardcore products.